This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees from New Delhi today. In a historic initiative for youth skilling, the Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government industrial training institutes across the country. Mr. Modi will also launch Bihar's revamped Mukhyamantri Nischay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, providing a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees to 5 lakh graduates for 2 years. He will inaugurate Jananayak Karpuri Thakur Skilled University in Bihar to boost industry-oriented courses and vocational education. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will visit Patna in Bihar today. During his visit, Mr. Chauhan will attend the Makhana Festival in the state's capital and also take part in the Rabi Workshop and Agricultural Advisory Dialogue. The full Election Commission of India, ECI team led by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, has reached Patna on a two-day visit to review the preparations for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. On the first day of their visit today, the team will meet representatives of political parties to hear their suggestions. Later, the commission will hold a series of meetings with administrative and police officials to review the arrangements related to law and order. India has said that Pakistan must be held accountable for its horrific human rights violations in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal was responding to a query during a media briefing in New Delhi yesterday. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has warned Pakistan that if it attempts any new hostility, it will have to choose between remaining in the geography or becoming history. General Dwivedi made these remarks while addressing the troops at an army post in a border village near Sri Ganganagar in Rajasthan yesterday. The army chief highlighted the success of Operation Sindoor, which led to the destruction of 9 locations used by terrorist groups in Pakistan. The government has refuted the claims of a fake AI-generated video of Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau has said that the video is fake and digitally altered and that the Air Chief Marshal has not made any such statement. Palestinian armed group Hamas has agreed to release all the remaining Israeli hostages, but says it wants further negotiations on a number of key points outlined in the US peace plan. In a statement, the group said it agreed to release all Israeli prisoners, both living and dead, according to the exchange formula contained in US President Donald Trump's proposal, if the proper conditions for the exchanges are met. But the remarks appear to suggest that Hamas is seeking further negotiation on other issues regarding the future of Gaza and the rights of Palestinians. The announcement came hours after President Trump gave Hamas a Sunday deadline to accept the 20-point peace plan or face all hell. After Hamas submitted its response, the U.S. president said he believes that the militant group is ready for a lasting peace. He called on Israel to immediately stop the bombing of Gaza so that they can get the hostages out safely and quickly.
Very importantly, I look forward to having the hostages come home to their parents and having some of the hostages, unfortunately, you know the condition they're in, come home likewise to their parents because their parents wanted them just as much as though that young man or young woman were alive. So I just want to let you know that this is a very special day.
In cricket, India will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 448 for 5 against the West Indies on day 3 of the opening test of the two-match series in Ahmedabad today. On day 2 yesterday, centuries from Dhruv Jurel, Ravindra Jadeja and KL Rahul helped the hosts take a massive 286-run lead over the West Indies. Earlier, the West Indies were bowled out for 162 in their first innings. At the ongoing World Para-Athletics Championships in New Delhi, India bagged 4 medals yesterday, including 2 gold and 2 bronze, to take the overall tally to 15. And that is the end of this news bulletin.